This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas and Fort Worth Zoos reopened Friday with some new additions. KERA's Anna Perez has more.
Both zoos are experiencing something they've never really encountered before. No visitors. Avery Elander is with the Fort Worth Zoo. She says the animals haven't really noticed.
Their daily routines have not changed. It is just a little different for the staff, just because it's so quiet around here.
Spring is the Fort Worth Zoo's busiest season, with close to 100,000 visitors in the park. The zoo closed in March, but the staff has hosted Facebook Live keeper chats a few times a week. The Dallas Zoo has also stayed connected with visitors virtually. This time of year, the zoo could have as many as 15,000 guests a day. Matt James is a senior director of animal care.
I have friends from all over the United States that are even engaging with Dallas Zoo animals through our social media accounts.
The Dallas Zoo also welcomed a new animal this month, a male giraffe calf named Kendi. Zookeepers are still doing their check-ins with signature residents like the elephants.
Good morning, Jaru. Nice to see you, bud. Ears.
And are getting a little more creative on how to engage with the animals, says James with the Dallas Zoo.
Cooney pigs get to go and explore. It's really fun if they walk by the otter habitat, and the otters haven't seen the pigs ever, or maybe in a very long time. And so then there's that curious response.
Both zoos will ask visitors to reserve tickets in advance and will enforce face masks and social distancing starting Friday. I'm Anna Perez in Dallas.